Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still sell the son of a bitch. Damn, I'm good.
I just want to tell you, you really look dynamite today, Beverly.
Yeah, Tom, you are a lucky man. Boy, would I like to get some of that.
Good Lord.
Oh, God. No. Listen, Richard, you got an edit button on that thing?
It'll cost ya.
Come here. Come here, you little prick.
Welcome into another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Lot Harris, your host, brought to you by The Sports Drink. Happy Thursday to you guys. It's 10 o'clock here, Texas time. Well, it's 9:56 to be exact, but it's been 2 days, and we have not had a Pit player enter the transfer portal. And, you know, tomorrow when we mark Friday, and of course I'm getting a whole bunch of freaking notifications on my voicemail. Let me freaking, Jesus Christ. I forgot about that. Let me mute that. Yeah, we've had, you know, 2 days where, you know, Pit players have not entered the portal. If we can get to tomorrow, that's 3 days. That makes it a winning streak. But we'll get into that here in a minute. My opening was a scene from Tommy Boy where, you know, Tom's dad gets married. He marries an attractive younger lady who really wasn't in love with him. They were just trying to kill him off so that they can get his, you know, his money and his assets. And of course, there was the awkward conversation where his one of his workers in management makes a really uncomfortable comment. Obviously, the alcohol was talking in this case, but it's in relation to what happened, you know, just recently. Yesterday with Caitlin Clark, you know, doing her press conference for the Indiana Fever, which we'll talk about here in a minute. Well, not now, but we have to get to some Pitt stuff. Pitt had spring game this past Saturday, and I was really conflicted because spring game was on, but of course Tommy Boy was on and Mo Money was on. And I try not to put too much stock in the spring games. You know, they're just glorified scrimmages. Sometimes you can find some useful information in the spring games. And in this case, there wasn't really much to go on. For starters, the offense, by design, I really like it. It's a matter of getting the right personnel to run it. And it didn't help that Pitt had, you know, most of its offensive line out. So the defense pretty much had a field day for the most part. Obviously our, you know, our leader on offense is going to be Nate Yarnell at quarterback. And he may be our best option, it seems, because, I mean, well, Christian Vayer transferred. He's going to the portal, which was to be expected. I mean, when you get jumped by a player from Alabama who's barely been here and you've been here a lot longer, yeah, it's going to, it's quite obvious the writing is on the wall. In fact, let me see here. Yeah, Eli Holstein, I mean, there was some stuff I liked about him, but our luck in the transfer portal with QBs hasn't been all that great. It hasn't been for a long while. I mean, we brought in a bunch of guys way even before the transfer portal became a thing. And, you know, I always say there's a reason why a lot of these guys are in the portal. Especially quarterbacks, because, let's see, we had Keelan Slovis, who was very underwhelming. We had Phil Jurkovic. Yeah, we won't get into that. Christian Veyer showed some signs of promise, but then he just got worse as time went on. And Elon Holstein has barely been here, you know, and he basically jumped them in the depth chart. And I guess Christian Veyer realized that, you know, the writing was on the wall then. And not to mention when you have an offensive, Pitt's new offensive coordinator brought him in. And obviously it's his guy because he wanted him. So there you have it. But, I mean, the offense, it's a new offense. They're breaking it in. And, obviously, there was a lot of hiccups. And, of course, for me, one of the most obvious was the receivers. There was a lot of drop passes in that game where those guys were just dropping passes. And that's been a big issue for the last 2 years has been the drop passes. You know, we had that one really good year where guys held on to the ball for the most part. The next 2 seasons, it's just the receiver play has just been so underwhelming. It's been ridiculous. And, of course, we couldn't go without some sort of drama as far as after the spring game was over. The first domino to drop was Daylon Hayes, the defensive end. He announced his intent to transfer. He announced he was going in the portal. You know, he gave a little statement about his decision, that it was a business decision, which I'll be quite honest with you. I appreciate his honesty. That it was a business decision for him. Same with Solomon DeShields, although I don't know if he even released a statement yet. I haven't really looked on Twitter much since then. I mean, unless he's, you know, pulling out the transfer portal template where he's thanking everybody and you know, says he prayed to God and all that stuff and doing biblical verses and all that crap that most of them do when they're leaving. But, you know, like anything else, we hope all prayers do get answered. I mean, if they only could have did a sequel of Bruce Almighty, you know, where he's answering, you know, where Jim Carrey's answering all those prayers, I would love to have seen Transfer Portal. You know, prayers. Because there was that scene where everybody wanted to win the lottery. And he, you know, granted all the prayers. And everybody hit the Powerball or whatever it was. And they won a share of the jackpot. And it was like $2 or something like that. You know, I would love to see him answer the transfer portal. I can only imagine, you know, well, it'd be chaos for a lot of things. Because everybody would have got their wish. And, of course, you know. Well, it may be good, maybe bad, maybe chaotic. Who knows? But I did look on, like we all do, I re-upped my premium subscription to Panther Lair and decided to see what was going on. And obviously for Daylon, it's a money decision. But it didn't come without some drama. Christopher Carter of the Post-Gazette printed the article about what his decision, and he felt that they couldn't, and I guess Daylon said that he didn't think they could win right now. And of course there were some screenshots of some, you know, screenshots of the conversation they had. I'm sure Pitt has media classes for these players. But if you intend to leave, you should probably, I would say probably have a phone conversation. Because if you're doing stuff through texts and emails, unless you're really detailed in this, picking your words carefully, there's a lot of stuff that can be taken out of context. I mean, at least if you have a phone conversation, if he misquoted you, you can say, "Hey, I didn't say that." And unless it was recorded, they can't really refute it. It's your word against his or hers. That's the only thing I can say about that is, you might have probably had to have somebody handle that conversation, or at least give you some advice, because overall it just looked bad. I think at the end of the day, with Dayon, probably saw him in the Shield as well. In terms of their pro prospects, they may be low draft picks. They're going to get selected low in the draft. And as far as their career goes for the pros, it may not be long. It may be, practice squad, maybe a year or two, maybe undrafted free agent. It could be a lot of stuff. So why not grab some more money while you can? That's the way I'm now starting to see this as. And of course, if you're gonna spend your last year on a Pitt team that looks like it's rebuilding, they're breaking in a new offense, whole new offensive staff. Charlie Partridge is gone, as well, and at least in Dayon's case, those guys inked their NIL deals. I guess before Charlie announced he was leaving. So obviously from December to April, a lot changed. I mean, you can make that argument with Jordan Addison too, where, one interview, Paterduzzi thought he was happy, and then things just changed, over a few months. And I think that's what's frustrating with this is not only do you have to recruit for your roster, for new players, high school, but the roster that you already have, you have to keep recruiting it. You have to keep asking guys if they're happy. I'm sure what you can do is, like most managers, depending on where you work, I'm sure you can have one-on-ones with your players. I mean, with an 85-man roster, that's a hell of a... Your Outlook calendar is going to be really, really booked. Unless you do them, it may get to that point where you may have to conduct one-on-one meetings with your players to figure out where they're at and what's happening and all stuff like that. That may just happen. You may have to treat this like any other workplace. You gotta make sure you're putting in positions to succeed. You're supporting them. You're developing them in many ways, and of course, making sure they're well paid and well compensated. Maybe you got promotions. You can have, lead linebacker or senior wide receiver analyst or some shit like that. You can maybe create instead, go outside the box. Instead of having wide receivers, just have, titles. Senior pass catching specialist, senior pass rush specialist, quarterback, you can have, project manager, Or game manager, senior game manager. That's what you can do. I mean, those are some suggestions I would come up with. I mean, treat it like LinkedIn, I guess. I don't know. Have openings for coaching hires and have, positions whether hybrid or remote, I mean, there's so much other stuff you can do. I mean, it may get to that. But I saw one post where, you know, by the man Whippy Insider posted, I guess that we all know who he is, and he was on the pit staff, and he mentioned that, you know, they were putting together a package for one of the pit players, which I believe was Solomon the Shields. And there's no guarantee that Solomon's going to start, let alone play at Tennessee. They just want him for depth purposes. And that could be for the issue for Dalen as well. That may be depth as well. In some ways, if you're gathering NIL money and you're getting paid, less chance of a... I mean, you may not play much, but there's less chance of an injury. That's how, but, you know, that's one way to see it. But, yeah, there's... I mean, I could talk about the NIL and everything and what needs to be changed and stuff, but I've, Lord knows how long I've talked about that. It just is what it is right now, and I know Pitt's hoping for some, Pitt fans in general hoping for some, like a T-Boone Pickens or a big money-making guy to come and save us, but, I mean, our only option right now is the NIL collective. Right now, that's all we can do. But I can understand the frustration with it, because if you're donating more and you're still losing players, and what happens? I don't know. All right, let's get to some more positive stuff. Pitt Hoops. They are strengthening their backcourt. Let's see, they just landed former Houston Temple guard Damian Dunn. So that's going to give some help to Jalen Lowe and company. They also landed big man Cam Corin. So Pitt landed two really important... Cam Corin's a really big important puzzle because Pitt really needs help inside, you know, and this will give Diaz Graham plenty of help. I mean, the Diaz Graham brothers, I should say, plenty of help. You know, So, with these two additions, I'm pretty excited that, I'm pretty excited about Pitt Hoops. I mean, at least we could be excited about that, for sure. I don't have much to talk about Pitt basketball because, well, it seems that Jeff Capel's and his crew is really figuring things out. I mean, I did see that Fetty Federico went to Texas Tech. I mean, that's good for him. I mean, it's cool that he landed somewhere like there. I mean, sometimes you expect he would go to like... He would end up somewhere like Old Dominion or whatever. I mean, John Hughley is, he's back in the portal again after being in Oklahoma. Not sure where he goes, but injuries have been an issue for him, and I'm not sure if he'll be able to land any type of a big opportunity because he's been hurt. I mean, why would you give somebody that's hurt money? But stranger things have happened. I mean, guys are asking for money. I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask, you know. Now, Pittsburgh Sports Now just released an article. I'm seeing now that Mike Vukovkin, I guess is how you pronounce it. If I butchered, I apologize, Mike, if you listen to this or if any of his, any fans of his site listen to this, but... It looks like Solomon is going to be traveling to Texas A&M for a visit. And other teams that have contacted him have been Washington, Iowa State, Syracuse? What? Colorado, Virginia, Memphis. If I'm looking at this, I would say if I'm Solomon, I'm probably looking at A&M because they will pay them. A&M has a lot of money. But I would leverage, basically. Colorado is really attractive, mainly because of who is working, you know, who's there, Deion Sanders. I guess playing for Coach Prime, but that team was 4-8 last year, and I'm not sure how any better they're going to be, but Washington, they just lost their head coach, you know. But if I'm probably him, yeah, Colorado and A&M are two places you definitely want to, you know, look at. Yep, I would do that because A&M has the money. They'll pay anybody. Not sure about Colorado, though. Okay, now let's end it with, we're going to end all the pit discussion and wrap this up with some WNBA stuff is, you know, they just had the draft and it was, you know, was very well watched. I mean, you know, I had it on as well. I mean, why not? I mean, it was a lot of star power there. And of course, Caitlin Clark went number one overall. And well, it didn't go without some interesting things that happened in her press conference. So let's play the clip.
Hi, Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question.
Oh, boy. That was awkward. Greg, I guess, got drilled pretty bad over this. And it's like, you know, I'm a guy. And you can see where Greg really trips up. And it's at the moment when she says, you like that. And I guess, like, I follow Greg on Twitter, and he's been really, really, really excited about Caitlin Clark. I mean, he's almost like been a, like, what you would call like a Swiftie in a way. Like, he's just been really infatuated with her coming to Indiana. And I guess sometimes when you get, you know, when you get asked on the spot, you're going to say things, well, some people handle it good, some people don't. Greg handled it in a way where it was kind of really creepy. Like, oh, it's almost like you're asking, you know, it's almost like you're asking the girl in the class for copies of her spring break pics or something like that, you know, or ask being a teacher and asking for their senior pictures. You know, all Greg, Caitlin explained why she did it, does that. All Greg had to say was, well, that's awesome. And left it at that. And of course, it got, you know, it got really worse. Let me find that little clip. Here.
Hi. You just were given the keys to that. What are you going to do with it?
What am I going to do with them? Hopefully we're going to win a lot of games to start. She's going to help us out with that.
Star, hi.
Now, if you look at the coach in this press conference at her head coach, she has this look on her face like, holy shit, did that just really happen? You know, she didn't know how to take it either. And the way, I mean, of course, Greg, you know, it seemed like Greg was really tripping up. He was like, what are you going to do with that? That, it just, that whole thing, I mean, all he had to say was when she said that, you know, she does that with her family after games. All Greg had to say is, you know, that's awesome. That's great. Left it at that. But his decisions on the fly were just really, oof. They were just like, and that's why I played the Tommy Boy clip, where, like I said, where he goes, yeah, Dynamite, would love to get some of that. And then he realizes, oh, shit. But, you know, Greg got hammered. Greg posted an apology, and of course he wrote an article. There's very few people accepting his apology. They want him to resign, quit, whatever. I don't think he's going to lose his job over it. I think if anything, what you could do is you could probably contact her and the coach, have a meeting maybe, or phone call and, you know, talk about it. If anything, if Greg is not covering Indiana Fever, they can remove him off the beat. Probably the best thing to do. Maybe to get, you know, till, you know. But, you know, Greg's had a history. And believe it or not, Greg has a history with Pitt as well. When Pitt was a one seed in the 2008-2009 NCAA tournament, Pitt struggled in its first game against the 16 seed. And Greg Doyle had an article about that game where he basically called Pitt the worst one seed ever. And at the time, Greg was a he wrote for CBS, but he was like the biggest. He was in Carolina as well, and he was like the biggest ACC shill ever. Then he did other work with CBS. I mean, his coverage during the Jerry Sandusky Paterno stuff. You know, when Paterno got fired and stuff. I mean, he's done some really good writing in the past, but you know, just because you do that stuff, well, you may end up doing, you know, you could still be, I guess you could say, you can still really, really trip up. You know, it's not limited to everyone, everything. I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know. Jesus, I'm acting like Greg now, but without the whole thing. But I'm just saying, you know, even the most, virtuous people, I guess you can say, they can have their moments as well. Anyways, well, I'll end it here, guys. Hell to Pitt. I shall talk to you again.